Resting within and just being. Meditation is a process of centralizing consciousness and letting go. This letting go takes place within consciousness itself. Consciousness is settling down in consciousness, and it goes beyond consciousness to the source of consciousness. As you know, and we repeat it not simply to remind you, but somehow to see this knowledge again and again from a deeper place. True meditation begins from entering the heart of our pure subjectivity, from which the journey into reality can begin. That which we call I am, at least the initial meeting with that spark of I am, is the mysterious link between dimension of illusion, realm of forgetfulness, all that pseudo-reality in which all humans live, and the realm of the Self, the Supreme Reality. And that which links the realm of illusion, of which the personalization is our false self, our mind. It's like personal expression within us of that realm of illusion, is our personality in its disconnection from the soul. So the link between that and our essence is the sense of me. One of the most mysterious aspects of existence. No one has ever truly understood this me, without which nothing could happen. Not even illusion, neither awakening, neither surrender. Nothing could happen in consciousness without me. When we are constantly pointing to surrender of that me, going beyond that me, it's not because there's something wrong with me in itself, but because this me, as it has been evolving, or existing rather, in this plane for so long, it lost itself in the dimension of forgetfulness completely. me not only lost its connection with the light of creation, it lost connection with itself. An ordinary person does not have a me that can be separated from the mind. It is just a thinking agent, an excuse to think, to have all these desires, to imagine things. It's like in a dream. There is always someone dreaming. But the identification with the dream is total. There is a very important point to address for those who work with consciousness, that you should not artificially fight your me. Your intention to embody pure consciousness and to establish your identity in I am should not be confused with creating some kind of a conflict between being that I am and rejecting your sense of me, not wanting it to be part of that experience. You cannot fight your me, but you cannot fight the mind. The process of moving beyond me, it has to be very skillful. Otherwise, you create conflict. And meditation can never happen in conflict. You need to be in peace with yourself first, meaning you accept everything that is happening inside you. From that place of acceptance, you are gently refocusing, finding the right place to be, surrendering to who you are beyond mind and allowing the mind to settle gradually more and more into that reality. The complete experience of state of presence, pure consciousness, includes me. I am alone. If we assume that you experience that I am alone exclusively, it's like being in a total samadhi. It's like almost not knowing that you exist. And as we know, the total samadhi without me, which is a type of trance samadhi, is not natural. If one experiences it, it's fine, but it's not something to aim at. So as you abide in your I am, in your consciousness, it is always a combination of the soul and me, which is the human manifestation of the soul. In the process of giving solidity, continuity to I am, the byproduct of that evolution is reaching continuity and solidity on the level of me, meaning you begin to experience your me as a state, not just a sense of me or agent related to thoughts or the observer of something. You begin to experience me in its purity. However, for that to happen, there has to be a large degree of absorption, or at least resting within consciousness. Only consciousness which is resting is able to integrate the consciousness of me in a proper way. Some of you who are resting in consciousness are struggling against the fact that there is some energy in the front of the head where the me is located, the conscious me. The subconscious me is moving through the whole head, but the conscious me is located in the front portion. So we need to emphasize that there is nothing wrong with having consciousness in the front of the head as long as it is not concentrated, as long as you are not stuck in it. The complete experience of consciousness, which is unity of I am and me, is felt in the whole head and around the head. It is like a vast space where the whole head is included. Obviously, the front is part of this experience. The me which is felt in the front portion of the head, in that case, is transparent, is resting, is opened, doesn't have a center, and therefore does not experience itself in separation from I am, like a one organism of consciousness. So those who do tend to go to the front, there are two strategies to dissolve this tendency or this limitation of being crystallized in the front. One is to defocus, meaning you are paying attention more to the depth of consciousness. You kind of fall towards the back, and after you just allow yourself to rest, you let go more vertically. And second is directly going to this me and letting go, relaxing in that area, allowing this me to surrender in itself. And for that you cannot struggle, because any struggle will irritate this me. You need to in fact bring very gentle, loving energies to that area. It's as if you actually embrace your me with love, tenderness. It was with you for many, many lifetimes. It protected you. You cannot hate it. It is just that in this process of protecting you, it crystallized itself too much. One of the intrinsic facets of this me consciousness is in fact fear. as me relaxes more, becomes more absorbed in I am and itself, this mechanism of self-protection and self-consciousness, this excessive observation tendency, all of that relaxes. The me begins to see more and more that even though it does not protect itself, it is still safe. It is still secure. Everything is okay. So energetically, in meditation, it's okay to experience consciousness in a way that the front of the head is included. The practice where consciousness is more centralized at the back is more applicable to work with consciousness in activity when your eyes are opened. In meditation, just to experience consciousness towards the back is not really natural. It's okay to distract certain energies from the front, but ultimately, the whole head should be felt as one. One space. What is consciousness of the soul? It is like an energetic head of the soul. There are certain centers in our physical brain that allow it to be activated, but that consciousness, when it's awakened, it exists beyond the physical head. It's like a parallel head. There are two dimensions in which this consciousness evolves, towards which it evolves. One is transparency, expansion. Second is absorption, reaching deeper and deeper condition of rest, restfulness. In order to consciousness of me be experienced in a correct way, our identity has to be absorbed in I am. It is as if you experience your me from I am. There are a few ways one can experience these two. One is that you experience I am from me, which is usually the case with most beginners when they are initiated into the state of presence, because they never sought it. They were never seekers of I am, because seekers of I am in this plane are extremely rare. they have to be converted to seek it, convinced. When a spiritual guide is convincing a seeker to seek the I Am, and simultaneously is showing the right experience, he is basically accelerating evolution of that person, because naturally this person should go through a number of lifetimes to begin recognize that something is lacking and to developing this type of maturity through which he or she begins to look for that I Am. So what is happening here is acceleration, shortcut in evolution. But this acceleration, it cannot happen unless the intelligence of that person is able to accelerate itself so it can actually caught up with its future. There are some seekers, students, who they practice for a while. Maybe they even stabilize state of presence. And after they disappear. Why is that? It's because their intelligence was not fast enough to align itself with the acceleration of their evolution in the state that they reached. They actually don't understand what they reached. That state, even though it helps them on many levels, it's as if empty of meaning. So, most beginners, those who have not sought the I Am yet, when they recognize it, or they are being made to recognize it, they recognize it from their place of me, meaning the state is objectified. They experience this I Am as if outside of themselves, because their identity is still the me. As one matures and is able to embody the I Am, to meet the I Am as one's true self, the next situation is that one is experiencing I Am and me in a parallel way as two centers, two identities, which is also a case with many of you. It's like you are I Am and you are me, both. But these two are separated. Because ultimately you are I Am and me. But only when they are unified. In that case they are separated. They are as if pulling in opposite directions and living in separate dimensions. Which creates a type of split. And that split sooner or later has to be resolved. The third scenario is where you finally begin to experience your me from I Am for that to happen, there has to be complete shift of identity to I am, and there has to be a degree of absorption or merging with that I am. It is as if certain portion of your me has to actually merge with that I am. So you live, you think, you perceive, but everything that is experienced is from I am. And the type of me which functions, which operates, is very, very different than ordinary me. Not only because it is stable, not only because it is a continuity beyond mind, it's truly pure. It's like an open space through which creation is perceived, all your actions are embraced. And the fourth situation, fourth stage, is where there's no distinction whatsoever between me and I am. You even don't know that you experience your me from I am. There's no division. There's just total action, total experience. What the inner and the outer, what the soul and the human, it is all one reality. Work with consciousness takes many steps, and we are constantly returning to it. Until that consciousness is fully surrendered. It contains elements which are not perfect. It carries a flavor of imperfection. Perfection is consciousness in a state of absence, merged with the Absolute. Some of you asked an interesting question. How come if, when I am is awakened, which is the soul, it still has to be surrendered the soul is supposed to be already perfect? And the answer to this question is that when you experience your I am-ness, you are experiencing your soul indeed, but your soul is not fully herself yet. It's like this soul is between the worlds. Between the world of separation and the world of reality. It's not yet the proper soul, simply. The proper soul, the soul as she is really. For that to realize and experience, she must be absorbed in the beyond. Only from the dimension of absence, from the dimension beyond self-consciousness, where she has surrendered fully, only then, through the magic of that surrender, the soul can give birth to herself in a true way. She becomes impersonal. To say it differently, when you awaken your I am, but have not surrendered fully, that I am, even though it is of the soul, it's still bound by the subconscious construct of the personal self. That's why reaching freedom is not only a function of awakening, but it is a function of surrender, where the I am, the soul, can be liberated from her past. The more you surrender, the more links between the I am and the subconscious construct of the mind are being cut. In fact, each moment, each time that you experience some shift in surrender, it means that some links have been cut. When the soul has fully surrendered, the subconscious mind, the human mind, still operates because without this we could not function. But the difference is, it no longer binds the I am. It no longer has influence on our true nature. And that is called freedom.